Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Julie Claiborne, and I am so excited about this interview because I will tell you right now that I listened to the Bible stories that were done many years ago with Uncle Dan and Aunt Sue. I listen to them every single day, and the reason being is that I carry three children for 45 minutes to school, and we listen to the stories to school, and we listen to the stories back again. It has a very calming impact on the students. It is a way to decompress, and it's a way at a child's level to have that devotional time, because the stories that we're listening to are the Bible stories that Uncle Dan and Aunt Sue did that are based on the Bible. So, Julie, I understand that you have been with your Story Hour for 21 years.
I have been.
And of that time, you've now served as the president for 13 years.
I know. It's amazing how fast time flies. I guess we say time flies when you're having fun.
That's true. I'll just ask you to give us a little overview of what your Story Hour does and the different ministries that it does. So just set the stage for us.
Okay. Well, your Story Hour produces dramatized audio stories for radio, but they're also available for people to purchase and listen to in their home. But we've done, as you mentioned that you listen to, we've done the Bible stories, basically everything from Adam and Eve through the life of Jesus, and then the beginning of the early church with the works of Peter and Paul and the beginning of the church. And then we've also done a lot of historical stories, and which we continue to do, historical stories for American and world history. And then we also throw in some just really good character building stories that are out there to help children learn honesty, friendship, obedience, and just that God loves them. Those type of stories that inspire faith and just kind of really good, helpful living.
Yeah, you know, as I have listened to the stories going back and forth to school, I thought there's orchestration in there, there's sound effects. I mean, they're really great audio dramas.
Right. We like to call it theater of the mind. You hear that a lot with mm-hmm. audio dramas, theater of the mind. So instead of, you know, it has become a visual world, but I think sometimes we do a disservice to our children by providing everything to them visually, and where you can listen to an audio, you can imagine the scene in your mind. And so to make that easier, we of course put in sound effects. So if, you know, you're hearing a donkey clopping down the streets of Bethlehem, then you're going to hear the donkey clopping down the streets of Bethlehem with, you know, noises in the background, and then music, too, to go in there to underline some of the scenes and to also bridge scenes together. Music is used for that as well.
Now, you also do it in other languages other than English.
Yes, we have a program in Spanish and in Russian as well.
You know, that's great. And let's just have our listeners go right now, if they want to your website. It's yourstoryhour.org. And at that website, there are some resources that parents can have. Talk about what you do each week for someone who would just like to take advantage of some of the free items.
Well, we recognize that not everybody lives in an area where they can hear the radio stations that Your Story Hour is played on. And so whatever whatever program is on the radio station that week, that story is also posted on our website. And so you can go right there and you can listen every week. And we just talked to a family that says every week they're like, it's Sunday. You know what that means? There's a new Story Hour on. And so, you know, we want to make these available. And so it's not just here in the U.S., but people around the world also have access to that. And we have the same thing on our Spanish website as well.
And I think parents will be remiss not to realize that sitting down and listening together to a story has a far-reaching impact. It's different than sitting down and watching a movie. Or, you know, when you sit down and you listen, you're using a different part of
right,
your brain.
Exactly.
And you're using a different aspect of your social and emotional. See, the emotional connection of cuddling up to mom
right.
or dad or, you know, even to an older sibling. Or it's just, it's huge.
Right. It is. In story hour, you know, in the background where the kids are playing and, you know, doing different things and doing chores and, you know, just having it in the background just continues to bring home good values for kids.
Right.
Just simply playing in the background.
Yes. And the mind is wonderful. I would much rather listen than watch.
Right.
As much as I love beautiful pictures and everything, there is something about the mind makes it much more beautiful.
Right, yeah.
And so I love listening to recorded books.
Right.
I would rather listen to an audio version of the book than to go watch a movie
right.
based on the book, because then it limits me. So there's just a huge, huge benefit to that. Okay,
right.
So I wanted to talk to you about just some basic questions, like who owns Your Story Hour?
Well, Your Story Hour is a 501c3, so we're operated by a board, and so we're not owned by anyone except for, I like to call them ministries and partners in ministry, because it's through donations that Your Story Hour is able to continue to operate. And by operate, I mean continue to produce new stories, because we like to have new content out there for our radio stations and our listeners, as well as run our Bible school program that we have, and just keep things going. And we couldn't do it without without our donors.
Yeah, so if you want to donate, you can go to the website, yourstoryhour.org, and you can actually see us, a tab there called Support Us.
Right.
And you can have part of this ministry, or you can, where they're talking about who owns Your Story Hour, support Your Story Hour today. A great organization, and I know the impact it has had on my students through the years and continues to have on them and me as well.
Yeah, we say we're probably on our third generation of children, because Your Story Hour in March of 2019, this year, we turned 70 years old. So that's a lot of children. And so, you know, we're on the grandchildren,
yes.
Maybe possibly
yes.
getting to the great-grandchildren
yes.
now.
Yes, you probably are on the great-grandchildren.
Right, yeah, yeah. So it's wonderful that it continues.
Yes. Okay, so you mentioned a little bit about Bible studies. What? Tell me about the Bible study.
We have a program. It's called Adventures in the Holy Bible. And it's a series of 52 lessons, so it's a lot. But as the students complete the lessons, they'll actually earn the stories on the life of Jesus, our audio series. They earn those for free.
Oh.
And so the only cost is your stamp going back and forth, or you can go online and sign up to do it online in a self-grading version. And then instead of getting CDs of our stories on the life of Jesus, you get MP3 downloads. So they're still available that way as well.
So a homeschooling family might want to do this for a Bible curriculum.
Yeah, we have a lot of homeschooling families that use this for a Bible curriculum. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have more questions on what to do for a Bible curriculum. And this is a great Bible curriculum. You can tie it in with the Bible itself. You've got this audio, and then you've got someone else saying, get a little reward here.
Right,
if you...
exactly. Exactly. And what's really great about them is it's fun quizzes and like fill in the blanks or mm-hmm. you know, word search type puzzles. So it's not like school work. It's
yes.
more fun, but yet you're still learning things from the Bible. So that's what makes it really great.
Yes, and I think every student should have a good experience in Bible curriculum.
Right, exactly.
I know you can take Bible curriculum and make it as academic as mathematics or science or social studies. But that shouldn't be the point. The point is to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And so parents who want that type of curriculum, this is a great resource. I'm encouraging everyone to go to yourstoryhour.org. I just want you to recap where someone can listen to Your Story Hour.
Once you type in yourstoryhour.org, you can click right there on the homepage. It comes up, and we've set up our website so it has an embedded media player. So if you have connectivity to the internet, then you can just play it right there. Yeah, so it's connected right there with the media player. So every week, or you can go to YouTube channel, and we have a channel, Your Story Hour Official, on YouTube. And so the story of the week is there as well. And then there's a few archived stories there. So if it's a two-part story and maybe you missed the first part, you'll be able to catch it there too.
If I was to purchase stories, are they a download or are they an actual DVD?
We have it both ways.
Okay.
If you purchase on our website, you can click that you want a CD version, and we're happy to mail that to you. But if you want it in just a digital format, you can you would create an account, you would purchase what you want digitally, and then you have your own section called My Library.
Okay.
So every time you purchase, you can go into the My Library, and from there you can stream it, again, using the embedded media player we have, or you can download it so you can have it on your computer and then put it on a phone if that's what you choose you want to do. But even if you download it, when you go back to the My Library, it's still there available for streaming.
Fantastic. Well, we have to take a break right here. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about where radio stations come in and what station it might be on. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. And by everyone, I mean all you boys, girls, moms, dads, and everybody from 3 through 93 who loves Your Story Hour. I'm Aunt Carol. And I've chosen to meet with you face to face, so to speak, because I have some important news to share with you. News about both some sad and some happy changes here at Your Story Hour. You may have already heard our sad news that our beloved Uncle Dan passed away October 1st, 2017. You may be thinking, but we're still hearing him on the radio and online. And that's true. And you'll still be hearing his voice for a long time. That's because we record programs months and even years before they go on the air. However, he's no longer physically with us, and we miss him terribly. But we take comfort in knowing we'll be reunited with him someday in heaven. Now for our happy news. For the past couple of years, we've been asking Jesus to guide us in our search for a new uncle and aunt to join our Your Story Hour family. But God knows our needs, and his timing's perfect. He's answered our prayers. He has led us to Nicole Buchanan and John Claiborne. After they went through multiple auditions, and after much thought and prayer, they each felt the Lord was leading them to accept our invitation to join the Your Story Hour family. So from now on, they'll be known as our Aunt Nikki and Uncle John. They're already busy recording new introductions to our stories. Let's take a quick peek and see how they're doing.
All right, guys, rolling on your go.
Uncle John, aren't you glad that all the boys and girls, moms and dads, aunts, uncles and cousins and friends are here to listen to our story?
Why, yes, I am, Aunt Nikki. Welcome, everyone.
The story that Aunt Carol is going to tell us today is about a man of noble birth.
Oh, was he a prince, a duke, or a baron?
None of those. He was a count. And I think probably there are many people who have never heard of him. However,
as you can see, they're doing a great job. I hope you'll welcome Aunt Nikki and Uncle John with the same warmth and acceptance you've shown Uncle Dan and me. I love them, and I know you will too. Now, you may be wondering what I'll be doing if Aunt Nikki and Uncle John are the new hosts of Your Story Hour. Well, as long as the Lord blesses me with health and strength, I'll still be narrating new stories and auditioning and directing boys and girls for those stories. You see, it's a team effort here at Your Story Hour. There's plenty for each of us to do, and each part's important. So, see you soon, everyone, and may God bless you in a very special way today and every day.
Welcome back. I'm here with Julie Claiborne, and she is the president for Your Story Hour. I'm sure most of you have heard a story. If you're listening to this program, you've heard a story on the radio. She has been with Your Story Hour for 21 years and president for 13 years. And we've had so much fun talking about the beauty of the audio recordings that you make to produce these stories. And I promised that I'd ask about other radio stations that might want to air your programs, or how many stations you are on, or how does a radio station get Your Story Hour?
All the radio stations have to do is contact us, and our information for contacting is on our website. So you can contact through the contact form that's on there, or you can call us. And we basically provide it free of charge for any radio station anywhere in the world that wants to air it. So, and we have an FTP server, so we'll get you set up with an FTP account. And then it's available that you can air it daily, or some stations just want something on the weekend, so we have different options available. And again, it's free of charge, so we're happy to provide it if somebody's willing to air it.
Yes, and so let your radio friends know this is a great opportunity. I like the idea of free programming, and they provide free airtime. You are not going to pay for for the airtime, and they're not going to pay for the
program. Correct. Yep.
So tell me about the current. I know Uncle Dan and Aunt Sue, but now who are they?
Well, Uncle Dan and Aunt Sue, I said, were 70 years old. So, you know, they built a great foundation for Story Hour. And it's because of what they did that we're able to continue. But just this last year, we began with two new hosts and their two new names. So, but the boys and girls have been so welcoming to these new hosts, and we're so excited. But now we have Uncle John and Aunt Nikki. But Aunt Carol, who's been with Your Story Hour for more than 30 years, she's going to continue to narrate our stories.
Okay.
So we kind of have three hosts right now, with Aunt Carol narrating and Uncle John and Aunt Nikki introducing the stories. So we're really excited. It's kind of like building the family, adding to it. And so we're excited to add a couple more people to our family.
And you can also go on the website, yourstoryhour.org, and click on to learn more about the aunts and the uncles. That's a cute little plus there that you have. So since you've been on for 70 years, how many stories have you produced?
A lot. We figure, I always have to go back and count them up, but more than 500 in our library of stories after 70 years.
Yeah.
And we continue to produce new stories. Our goal is to record 24 new stories every other year. So we're constantly writing new scripts, doing post-production work, and doing recordings. So in May of 2020, we'll be having another recording session where we'll have the actors in for 6 days, and we'll record 24 new stories at that time and then begin post-production work again.
So they're going to be pretty tired.
Yes.
So each story costs about how much?
We estimate between $4,000 and $5,000 per story, mm-hmm. and that's from the script writing, to have the actors come in, to pay, because you have mm-hmm. to pay for those musics that you use.
Yes.
So those and the post-production work. So we figure a sponsored story is between $4,000 and $5,000.
And, you know, all of this is done with the ultimate mission or vision, and that is, you know, Jesus is coming soon, and we want to take every opportunity to help our young people be fortified for that.
Right, exactly.
And our old people, too.
Right,
I enjoy the stories, too.
We always say that Story Hour is for kids from 9 to 99. So
yes.
If you fall somewhere even near there, then, you know, you're included in the kids.
So how can our listeners give to Your Story Hour?
They can go to the website. And as you mentioned, there is a Support Us page there. So, but if you don't like to give online, that's fine. The phone number's on our website. It's 1-800-987-7879. You can call us, and we're happy to help you over the phone as well. We have a great staff that's always willing and happy to answer any questions.
Yes, and we want to make sure that if the Lord's impressing you to give to this ministry, that you know how to give to it. YourStoryHour.org can start you on that journey, and the 800 number, 800-987-7879. I was just testing you to see if you had that by memory, and you did. So you passed that test. What has been your favorite story? I have to ask that.
You know, people ask that all the time. You know, we'll talk to people, and And then I'll say, oh, I really like this one. But then I'll be like, but I really like that one, too. So I think maybe in the Bible series, Joseph might be some of my favorite stories. I really like Joseph. But then again, I like the Jesus stories. So they're just all really good. In the history stories, you know, it's just a really fun way to learn history.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all of those are good, of course. But I don't know. I don't know if I could pick a favorite because I'm just really partial to all of them.
Well, Joseph is really good. I think I've listened to that story 3 times. It has more than one story to it. Mm-hmm. So it goes a while. And my little students like to listen to that over again, too. And I'm always afraid I was going to run out of stories. So anytime they wanted to listen to it over again, sure, you know, because right. I knew I could make it last longer. But now that I know that you're still creating stories, I am going to be more generous with what we listen to.
Oh, good.
And I think all of our listeners can relate to that, that there's nothing like a good story. In fact, don't you think that the model of the way Jesus taught was in stories?
It was. It was in stories. And, you know, that's how he got the point across without just preaching to them, but that they understood what he was saying. So that's what we like to do at Story Hour is tell the story, make it engaging, make people interested in listening. And while they're listening, those principles and those faith-building exercises are happening just by simply listening.
Yes. And we don't know how that information, as it is filed away in the brain, will come
right
just at the right time.
Exactly.
When that child needs a little bit of fortification
right
as an emerging adult
right
or whatever, they'll
right
they'll remember
right
that story.
And you know, and we were talking about adults too, and I had somebody contact our office, and she was struggling with alcoholism, and she wanted to quit and just couldn't. And she heard in one of the Life of Jesus stories where God asked him if he wanted to be healed. And that really touched her heart. And she quit drinking after that. And she and I stay in contact once in a while. And it's just, you just really don't know what the impact of those stories are going to have on children and adults.
Yes. And for those of us who have a hard time sleeping at night, it's wonderful to go to sleep listening to a
right
story. You
yeah
don't want the light of the TV going
right
on.
Exactly.
But you can put a little speaker under your pillow so it doesn't bother your spouse if
right
if you are married, and you can just enjoy that story. And it just has a way of calming the mind and
right
calming the spirit, because it is God's spirit going right into you.
We've always said we don't know if that's a good marketing tool, that our stories will put you to sleep, but they are very calming. So yeah, so we're happy to be used, you know, at bedtime, during the day when kids are playing, you know, riding in the car. You know, I've often thought about Moses, where he said, you know, teach these to your children when you're going to bed and when you're rising and when you're walking. And I thought, you know, that's really what Story Hour is doing. We're teaching these principles when the kids are going to school, when they're doing their chores, when they're going to bed, and they're learning these principles. And I just feel like that's really the commission that Moses gave. We're doing
yes
part of that.
Yes. I'm so grateful for your ministry, and I encourage our listeners, please go to yourstoryhour.org. Thank you, Julie, for spending this time with us, and I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Oh, thank you so much.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.